That I have to speak. But I have to do it tonight.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
So you just have to bear with it. In the 16th chapter of the book of Matthew, you'll find the scripture. 13th verse. Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I am, Son of Man am?" They said, "Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But whom say ye that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said unto them, "Blessed art thou, Simon, but Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I'll give thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. May we pray. Dear God, help us tonight. Bless everybody in this building tonight. But bless this preacher especially. Forgive me for all of my sins of commission and omission. Let there nothing between me and you stand in the way tonight. Give me that special anointing, loose my tongue. Oh God, tonight, speak thy message you've laid on my heart. Yes. Bless everybody in here. Amen. Close this meeting out with a note that it ought to be closed out on. Yes. We pray, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name tonight, the Holy Spirit will have full sway in the remaining part of this service. Save those who are yet lost and revive those of us who are saved. Bless those that are on the way home and bless these that will be going home tonight and tomorrow. Protect them on the way home. Give them a safe journey. For Jesus' sake, amen. In the scripture that I read to you a moment ago, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." I want to preach tonight. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." That says two things to us. First thing it says, hell is going to fight the church. The forces of evil, the underground world, the demonic forces, all of the organized forces of the devil is going to rise up against the church. But Jesus is saying they'll never prevail against it. Which means they'll never be victorious over it. And that's what I want to speak to you about tonight. We're living in a day when the devil has gone into our government and almost wrecked it. the political system, he's tied it up in many respects and wrecked it. The social orders of the day are about wrecked. The educational systems are about wrecked. The homes of this nation are crumbling everywhere you look. And we're facing the breakdown of the home, the breakdown of the government, the breakdown of society, and the breakdown of civilization. The devil has been successful, and now he's concentrating all of the efforts against the church. He's broken down the government in other nations, broken down society in other nations, and civilization has crumbled. And he's concentrating his efforts. The lion is out of his thicket to destroy America. And through vulgar literature, through the vulgarity of the television media, of all of the vulgar sex programs, and the dope, and the liquor traffic, and all of the other things of sexual immorality, the nakedness, the lewdness, and all of these things are trying to break down the morals of this country and wreck us and run us. He's turning his forces now on the churches. He knows the last thing that's going to stand against the devil and his forces is the church of the living Son of God. And that's the reason the church that you're a member of and all other churches are experiencing such depressions. Folks criticizing and fighting against the preacher. If he preaches the truth and stands for the truth, they don't like him. They want to get rid of him. If you teach and stand against the truth, if you live a separated life, you're peculiar and you're narrow and you're selfish. You're old-timey, you're backwoodsy, you're square, you're this, you're that, the other. Anything to make you weaken and give up. But I want you to know one thing, and I want to declare it to where the devil can hear it tonight, and that is that Jesus Christ said, I will build my church, and the forces of the devil shall not prevail against it. I want to declare in the name of Jesus Christ tonight that the hell is not going to whip the church. You stay with the church, young people, old people, middle-aged people, all any other kind of people. You stay with the church. You can't lose. It may seem like it, but you can't because it's not going down. Because, my friends, first of all, Jesus declared it wouldn't. He said it won't go be defeated, and the reason it's not going to be defeated, first of all, we look over in the book of Ephesians, and we find some words that you need to note. Ephesians 1 and 23. Let me read it to you. That you might see what he said. And hath put forth all things under his feet, gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. If you can kill the church, you'll kill the body of Jesus. He said the church is his body. And my friends, he's the head of the church. He is the body of the church, and before you kill the church, you've got to kill Jesus. You've got to crush his head and do away with him. He's head all over all things, and as a result of it, he said, I'll build my church, and hell will not prevail against it. You're not going to put the church out of business till you put Jesus out of business. And the devil's tried that. Every way he knows, and every way he could, he's tried it, and he's failed and flopped every way he's turned, and he's still going to fail and flop. He's not going to win. And so stay away from the devil. You'll lose with him. If you join him, you're a loser. If you stay with Jesus, you're a winner. Just don't forget, young people and old people, the gates of hell's not going to put the church out of business. Don't turn on your church. Don't leave your church. It's the safest place to stay. It's the most secure place you can be in is the church of the living Son of God. It don't make no difference what some theologians and modernists and liberalists say. Some of them said he's Elias. Some of them said it's Jeremiah. And some of them said he's one of the great prophets. But Jesus said, who do you say? Peter said, thou art the Son of the living God. He said, you've had an experience from above. You didn't get that from flesh and blood. And you don't need to get your experience from flesh and blood. Bless God, you needed to get it from God. And then you'll believe Jesus Christ, Son of God, and you'll hang on to Jesus Christ. He's the Son of God. He's your Savior, your soul. And it doesn't matter what people think. Doesn't matter what the theologians and the moderns and the liberals and the commerce and everything. If you've had that experience above, they can't change your mind. They can't shake your faith. Because he lives within, they can't run him out. They can't tear him out. They can't get him out. If he's in you, he's in there to stay. And so as a result, my friends, he's going to build a church. And he said, hell shall not prevail against it. It cannot, because it's the body of Christ. You destroy the church and you destroy the body of Christ. You destroy the church and you destroy the head of Christ. So there's not enough for fighting forces, not enough demons, not enough of the hell-raising crowd to destroy the church. Now just remember that. No matter how much hell they're raising, no matter how much fussing and cussing and bickering they're raising, you'll not destroy the church. My friends, God will keep it going. God will keep it in business. Because it's the foundation of God. Who laid the foundation? God laid the foundation. For the world began. For there's a devil. For there's any sin. For there's any man. For there's any fussers. For there's any communists or modernists. For the foundation of the world, the Lamb of God was slain. Who's the foundation of the church? And I want you to know, Jesus is the foundation of the church upon this rock. Talking about himself. I'll build my church, and you can't destroy the church because it's built on Jesus. You'll have to destroy Jesus before you destroy the church. And you just well try to kill Jesus as try to kill the New Testament church. You church fighters, you join in with a hell-fighting crowd, try to destroy the church, you're fighting Jesus. You can't kill Jesus. You can't put Jesus out of business. You'll lose in the battle before you ever start. Because he done told you, you can't whip the church. You can't destroy the church. Oh, the foundation can no man lay than that which is already laid, which is Jesus Christ. And buddy, fight and cuss and hate and kick all you want to. But you'll not destroy the foundation of the church. It's been laid before you come along. And it's out there if you're gone. Nobody's ever destroyed it. The foundation church is still there. It'll be there when you're gone. Not only that, hell can't whip it, not only because it's Christ's body, mine is indestructible, not only because it's the foundation of Christ, is the foundation of it, because it's built of an eternal people. An imperishable people. Born of an imperishable seed. An incorruptible seed. Which liveth and abideth forever. Neither can it die anymore the eagle and the angels. And all the children of the resurrection. Jesus Christ built his church out of a living people. An eternal people. An imperishable people. An everlasting people. So you can't kill the church. Because it's eternally built. It's built out of people that shall never perish. It's eternal. Imperishable. Incorruptible. That's the kind of people it's built out of, and if it's imperishable and it's eternal and it's incorruptible, how are you going to destroy the church built out of something incorruptible, imperishable, and eternal? You can fight all eternity, old devil, but you can't destroy that which is eternal, that which is imperishable. It's an imperishable seed. It lives and abides forever. And there's not any power that can put it out of business. There's not any power that can destroy it. It's going to live forever. That's why the church can't be destroyed. It's built out of an imperishable people. Built out of imperishable material. People that have everlasting life. Have imperishable lives. Have lives that live forever, that can't ever die anymore. Hallelujah. It's built of the folks that you can't kill, and they can't die, and they can't become dead. They're going to live forever. That means your church is going to live forever and ever and ever. It's here to stay, friend. You'll live the church and give yourself for it. Not only that, because His Word cannot lie. He said, heaven and earth may pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Not to the dotting of the I, to the crossing of the T, shall His word ever pass away. You can let heaven pass and the earth pass, but His word never pass away. You can't change the dotting of the I, the crossing of the T. Why? He said it before it's ever written, for the T to be crossed, for it's ever written for the I to be dotted. He done said it. And you can't make Him unsaid it. The theologians and the skeptics and all the infidels and evolutionists and the rest of them can't change it. God said it and He hadn't changed it, and it's still said. Burning all the scroll and the papers written on, melted out of all the stone, it's metal it's melted in. Chisel out of the stone, everywhere the word is written, get it out of whatever it's written on. You haven't affected the word of God. God said it before it's ever put it together, and it's still said when you get it erased from everything it's written on. It's word of God, eternal, everlasting, unending word of God. He said it. He don't have to take it back. He knew what He said when He said it. He knew what it meant when He said it. And He doesn't have to change it to suit you or nobody else. And you abide with it or else. The Word of God. And He said, hell will never prevail against my church. And that's His Word. That's His Word. He said, hell will never prevail against it. Now listen to me, my friend. Let's look over here in the book of Ezekiel for a minute. And let him say something. Alright, Ezekiel 14:14. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord. Old Noah, by faith in what God said, build an ark. And he was spared because by faith he believed God. And old Daniel, my friends, Noah overcame the flood by faith. Daniel overcame the flesh by fasting and praying. He is victorious. And I know you, don't you know something else? Job stood on what God promised. The world, he said, oh, though you slay me, though you slay me, I still trust you. Let the world slay me while they slay me. I'll trust you, God, because I can depend on you. And so those three men depended on God. The world slays me, I'm with God anyhow. And the flood come, I'm with God anyhow. God's still there. Floods or famines, whatever comes, God's still there. The Word hasn't changed. The Word remains the same. And my friends, the church is there. And I want you to realize, it's the Word of God It cannot change. The Word of God never changes. And He said, the gates of hell shall never prevail against it. The flood destroyed the whole world, but didn't the ark. Everything else destroyed, but not Job. And I want you to know one thing. My friends, before God tonight, let them talk, let them threaten, let them do all they want to do, but the church will be standing in the morning when it's all over with. Church isn't going to be mistreated. Stay with the church. Stand with the church. Love the church. Because His promises, He can't lie. When God makes a promise, it's there. You take when the woman, the harlot, promised the men of God that if they'd protect God and protect her, and they said, if you hang a scarlet thread out, so we'll know which one you protected. And she's in an upstairs room, and she hanged the scarlet thread out, and when the walls of Jericho fell, every bit of it fell except that upper story. And where the thread was, and it hangs up in there. It didn't fall, and she was protected. Why? Because God promised it. No strain on God. He can do anything He promises. He will. He can. He does. God promises. And He said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against my church. My friends, not only is His body, not only the foundation, not only He built out of eternal people, and the Word can't lie, and He said it never happened. Not only because His promises, but my friends, because the church is His bride. That's what He's coming for, is to get the bride to carry to supper. He's up there getting the banquet ready now, and the church is going to be the bride. Everybody that's not a part of the church will be guests at the wedding. Now just remember this. Said, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper. The bride don't have to be invited. She's the bride. Amen. And those that suffered the persecution and the ridicule and suffered for the church is the bride. And they'll be there. What do you think Jesus is coming for? Get the bride. Now you think the Lord's going to let the devil's crowd take the bride and destroy? No, no. You get to wrestling with the bride, you'll have to kill Jesus. He's the bridegroom. And you'll have to kill God, who's fixing to be the father-in-law, for messing with the daughter-in-law. My friends, I want you to realize hell and don't stand a chance of ever disrupting the church of the living Son of God. It's here to stay, is what I'm saying. Don't leave your church. Don't get mad and jump out of the church. Don't go wild and go off with the devil and leave the church. Stay with the church. Stay with the church. Stay in the church. Support the church. Fight for the church. Believe in the church. Jesus did, and He taught you to. Not only that, but my friends, He's coming. And then victorious over death. Victorious over death. Let me read you something. Over in the book of Revelation. First chapter. 18th verse. I am He that liveth, was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. He done conquered the graveyard, conquered hell and death. And then in Hebrews, He says something else in the second chapter and the 14th verse. Let me read that to you, so you'll understand. 14th verse. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took of part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. He done destroyed the devil, outstripped the devil, defeated the devil, put the devil to his feet. Jesus hadn't got to whip the devil. He done whipped him. He done whipped. He's running around now scared. He's running around now saying, don't cast us in the deep. Don't cast us in the deep. Every time they met up with Jesus after that, the devils would cry, don't cast us in the deep. He knows Jesus fishing put him in hell. He's scared to death now. Don't be scared of that old devil. He's done scared of Jesus. Holler Jesus on him. Talk to him. Say, I'm with Jesus. I'm a part of Jesus. I'm a part of the church of the Son of God. And the foundation is Jesus. The promise is Jesus. I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. I'm a part of the bride of Christ. Go on to hell, old devil. I'm not leaving. Stay in there. Stay in there. And then, my friends, I won't call your attention to another. 1 Corinthians 15:29. 15:29. I'm trying to be as brief as I can, so I won't hold you too long. 1 Corinthians 15 and 29. Listen to it. Let me read it to you. Else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? If the dead rise not at all, why are they then baptized for the dead? You know what that scripture said? Baptizing for the dead. You know what it said? He said, every time one of God's church members dies, so the church will keep on going, he saves another one and has the church to baptize him. Every time one of the church members dies, somewhere else God's got one that's getting saved and joining his church and baptizing him. Amen. Soldier replacing a soldier. One man baptized to replace the one that died. How you going to defeat that? You kill a bunch of church members over here, while you're getting them killed, God's saving a bunch over here and having some church over here to baptize them and put them in there to fight the devil. Defeat the devil. You can't put the church out of business. You can't put the preachers out of it. You kill all of us preachers, God will have another crowd hatched out before morning, preaching all over this country. He's going to keep his church going. Hallelujah for the church to stay. My friends, I want you to realize tonight, as one dies, another's saved somewhere and added to the church. And as we realize that and see that, when one's baptized, that replaces the one that's dead. New souls in the battle. And I say to you, God knows what He's doing. See, therefore we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. We hadn't lost anything. You killed part of us. And the rest of them that got killed up there looking at us, cheering us on. You didn't kill them saints that used to carry the church on. You just moved in the dance stand so they could applaud us and so they could be the cheerleaders for us down here in the battlefront. They up there can hold that line. Hold that line. Fight. People fight for God and right. Hold that line. Hold that line. Fight, team, fight. Fight for God and fight for right. Hold that line. Hold that line. They up there. Look at them in the grandstand. There they are. We're not whipped. Look how many that's already burned to the stake and already rotten in jail. But they didn't. They just lost this carcass. They in a new place. and send Hall out of line. I'm not dead. I'm waiting for you to come on for the Jubilee. And we'll sing the song of Moses and the Lambs when you get here. Woo! Put the church out of business. The one that's killed up there shouting all over heaven right now. They stoned old brother Stephen to death, and when he started in, it pleased Jesus so well, he got up and stood up in heaven and said, come on, let's get in the great chair. Here it comes. Come in, Stephen. Come in, Stephen. Come in. Welcome to me. If we get knocked out here, we get shouted in everywhere. What difference does it make? Church still hadn't got killed. It still ain't out of business. Compassed about. What I got to be ashamed of? That dirty mouth crowd there sneers and jeers and cusses and liars and teasers out there, they making fun of me, calling me names and making all kind of criticism, slander. What have I got to worry about? I got more than them up there saying, come on, press it! Come on, make it in, boy. We're waiting on you. Come on. Come on in. Come on in, boy. Come on in. Come on in. We want a June win. Come on. Thank God. You say, you little old screwball. You old fanatic. You old crackpot. We don't like you. You don't shut up, we'll do something to you. That's all right. You won't gain nothing by it. You'll just accommodate me. I remember one time, there's an old boy loved Jesus. When the other crowd run over and left him, he is there. His name was John the Beloved. And when he's crucifying him, he's standing down at the foot of the cross and said, Jesus, anything else I can do? Yes, John, look after mother for me. Substitute. I'm dying for you and mother, now you substitute me. Take care of mother. John led the mother of Jesus away with the tenderness and cared for her, like no other son ever cared for mother. It hindered his ministry for a while. But after the mother of Jesus passed on to glory, old John swung back in there and said, if you love the world or the things of the world, the love of God isn't in you. You say you're saved. And you hate your brother, your lies, your murders, and the truth's not in you. If you continue to practice sin, you've never been born of God. And oh, they got mad. And they said, if you don't shut up that fanatical preaching, old man, we'll carry you off. We'll haul you off. And then he got radical, sure enough. So as a result, they had to carry him off. Because he said nothing will cleanse you except for the blood of Jesus. And they began to carry him off. And they carried him off. And he carried him on the Isle of Patmos. An island out there where there wasn't any way out. Water just all around it. There wasn't any boats. There wasn't any way out. Said, old preacher, if you don't shut up, we'll leave you isolated out here on the island. He was out to preach it again. And he led into preaching. And he said, we ain't going to stop that old fellow. He ain't got no sense. Let's leave him. And they loaded in the boat and yonder they go. And there he stands off up there in that hour by himself. By himself. See all the way around him. No boat, too deep to wade, too wide to swim. Here he stands. Father, Jesus, looks like this is it this time. Anything I can do? Yes. What? Pick up that scroll there and write a little for me. What you want me to write? Write it down. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And after these things, I heard a great voice from which people said, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor, power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore which did corrupt the truth, the earth with her fornication, and avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah! And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders fell down, the 4 beasts down, worship God, that sat upon the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah! And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God! All ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard a voice as it was a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of many thunderings, saying, Hallelujah! The omnipotent Lord reigneth. What you see, John? Write it down. What you see, John? What you seeing, John? I'll tell you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing how death had took over, and I was dead in trespasses and sin. And there was a drape of death hanging over me, but all of a sudden I saw the blood, and it did away with death. And when it did away to death, then our robes was washed in the blood of the Lamb, and I came out with white robes. White robes. What you see, John? Hallelujah. I see those with white robes crying out, How long? How long, O Lord? How long? Who are these? These are they. Which has made their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. These are they who's made their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. These are they who's made their blood white in the robe of the Lamb. Yes, made their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And amen. And amen. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. He's got the victory. The devil's in hell. And the victor's God. And the church is won, and it's all over. And those in the church is sitting down at the table, enjoying supper with the bridegroom and with the guests of the wedding. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen! Amen! I didn't lose. I won. You's winning. You's winning when you're living for Jesus. I'll build my church, and the gates of death and hell shall not win. But the blood shall not lose a battle. It shall win. It shall win. It shall win. It shall win. Stay with the church. Don't ever leave the church. Love the church. Give your life for the church. Stay in it. If they kill you, God will save someone else and have some church and baptize them in your place. And it'll keep going. He's not going to let the devil's crowd kill it. He'll put some more in there. If they kill us, he's got another crowd he fixes to save to put in there. He's not going to lose. It's not going out of business. It's in there to stay. Put your talent in. Put your money in. Put your influence in. It's God's business. God helped you to do it. Now I want all about church members. Come up here. All Myrtle Baptist church members. We're going to pray for y'all. You preachers particularly. If you want to pray for you, if you don't come up here. We've been praying for you for 2 weeks now. 3 times a day. That God bless you and do something for you. And send all of them. Part of them over here getting ready to see if this is over with. But we love you. We want to see a revival in this country. We pray instead of having preaching Wednesday night, these people on their knees praying for you. We have a prayer meeting on Wednesday night instead of preaching. But it's for you and folks like you. Now if any of you preachers want to pray for you, you come down here and kneel down here. And we'll... If you don't mean it, now don't come. Because ain't nobody know what they pray on you for. It's over. Remember one thing, brother, when it's getting rough out there. Just remember Jesus said hell's not going to whip the church. That devil's crowd throws you out of one. He's got another summers he puts you in. He's going to keep you going with the church. It's rough out there, but he got another summers. He'll handle them. Just don't get discouraged and give up the ship. Just wait around. He'll put you in another. He's got to have you. Now, if there's any young people, anybody else back there wants to pray for you, you just come down here and stand around here. Church members, you see, it's what it's all about, don't you? You see what it's all about. The devil may tell you sometimes there's nothing through all this, but you just look down here. They didn't have to come up here and ask you to pray for them. They didn't have to come 1,500 miles, 1,000 miles, 500 miles, sit around here all week for us. They needed something. Dear God, Myrtle Baptist Church accepts the challenge tonight. We agree to pray for this host of preachers, that God, you'll fire them up, clothe them in their calling, anoint them till it'll flow over in them like a river flowing out of them. And then, God, we pray for this host of people out there behind us. God, we pray for every boy and girl and man and woman standing out there kneeling out there. God, I pray in Jesus' name you'll help them to love the church and give themselves for it. God, I pray as a result of these days together, nights together, you'll make a revival break out across this country. That's our hope. That's our chance. God, in the name of Jesus now, be with us. Thank you for every one of them that comes so we could love them and pray for them. So preacher could preach to them. God, thank you for the church. Oh, God, burden all of our churches. Help us to all love the church more than we've ever loved it and give ourselves to it more. Jesus, we pray tonight. God, you'll bless them with a special blessing. And God, as we turn from these altars tonight, like Abraham of old, we're not going out here to pitch our tent to sodomites where their men are exceedingly wicked. We said, they're saying, I want to pitch my tent towards the altars. And they brought their loved ones and pitched the tent towards the altars of God. And I pray, God, you'll keep them in the altar till them loved ones come to Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, keep them burdened in the altars until all of these loved ones come to Jesus. God, do it for Jesus' sake tonight. Do it for Jesus' sake. Oh, Jesus, thank you for every penny that's been given so we can prepare for others to come. So the church can meet the obligations it takes to get them here. Keep them. Lord, restore unto them 100-fold for that which you've given. Lord, for that which you've done for all these young people, we thank you. Oh, God, now, bless every preacher with a double portion. Triple it on some of them, they can stand it. Every young person, every older person. Oh, God, here we are. Look down. You see us, don't you, God? I know you do. Lord, just bless us now. Here we all bow down here in front of you. We mean business. We're down here because you're in debt as earnest. We just ain't putting on a show, God. We're down here because we're hurting. Help us, oh, God. We love the church that Jesus started. And we pledge ourselves to keep hell out of it. And not let hell take it. And we know, we thank you that we know that hell can't defeat it. You said it wouldn't defeat it, and we believe it. We're going to stay with it and fight for it. Love it and give ourselves for it because it's going to win. God, bless the churches and the representative here. Bless the preachers and give them victory over the sin that's in them. The churches. Do it for Jesus' sake. Send revivals. Send revivals. Send revivals, God, to these churches. We bring all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. as a church, as a pastor, we agree with these that are here. You said word to them all would agree. The church agrees, these preachers agree, then these others agree. That's three agreements. And you said two or three agree. That's three agreements. All these people that's come up here agree, these preachers agree, and our church agrees, and that's three agreements. And Lord, we're going to expect you to do something as a result of this meeting. Help us, O God. Bless us, O God. Do something for us, and we'll honor you in it all. Amen. I believe this is a good place to dismiss from on the altar. This.